Tantor Audio presents A Stillness at Appomattox by Bruce Catton, narrated by Michael Kramer. Chapter 1. Glory is out of date. 1. A boy named Martin. Everybody agreed that the Washington's birthday ball was the most brilliant event of the winter. Unlike most social functions in this army camp by the Rapidan, it was not held in a tent. There was a special weatherproof ballroom, a big box of a building, more than 100 feet long, whose construction had kept scores of enlisted men busy. Some of these had been sent into the woods to fell trees. Others had taken over and operated an abandoned sawmill to reduce the trees to boards. Still others, carpenters in some former incarnation, had taken these boards and built the building itself, and it was pleasantly odorous of new-cut pine, decorated with all of the headquarters and regimental flags which the Second Army Corps possessed. The flags may have been worth seeing. It was the boast of this corps that although it had suffered nearly 19,000 battle casualties, it had never yet lost a flag to the enemy. At one end of the ballroom, there was a raised platform on which to dazzle the guests. There was an idyllic representation of what the ladies from Washington might imagine to be a typical army bivouac. Spotless shelter tents pulled tight to eliminate wrinkles, piles of drums and bugles, tripods of stacked muskets, mimic campfire with cooking kettles hung over it, and as a final touch, two brass Napoleons, polished and shining until their own gun crews would hardly know them, reflecting a light of Chinese lanterns, as brightly festive as any instruments of pain and death one could hope to see. Some of the guests...